This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minidiab, active ingredient, S, glipizide. This leaflet provides important information about taking Minidiab. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Minidiab. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Minidiab? Minidiab contains the active ingredient glipizide. Minidiab belongs to a group of medicines called sulfonylureas. These medicines lower blood glucose by increasing the amount of insulin produced by your pancreas. Minidiab is used in addition to diet and exercise to control blood sugar in patients with type 2 diabetes mellitus. This type of diabetes is also known as non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus, NIDM. Minidiab is used when diet and exercise are not enough to control blood sugar, glucose. Minidiab can be used alone or together with insulin or other medicines for treating diabetes. If your blood glucose is not properly controlled, you may experience hypoglycemia, low blood glucose, or hyperglycemia, high blood glucose. High blood glucose can lead to serious problems with your heart, eyes, circulation, or kidneys. Hypoglycemia, low blood glucose can occur suddenly. Signs may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, dizziness, headache, or lack of concentration, tearfulness, or crying, irritability, hunger, numbness around the lips and tongue. If not treated properly, these may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, confusion, loss of consciousness, or fitting. Hyperglycemia, high blood glucose usually occurs more slowly than low blood glucose. Signs of high blood glucose may include lethargy or tiredness, headache, thirst, passing large amounts of urine, blurred vision. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Minidiab has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that Minidiab is addictive. What should I know before I take Minidiab? Warnings. Do not take Minidiab if you are allergic to or have experienced allergic reactions to glipizide or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Other sulfonylureas, sulfa antibiotics, e.g. sulfonamides, thiazide diuretics, e.g. chlorothiazide. Do not take Minidiab if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. Type 1 diabetes mellitus, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. You have diabetic ketoacidosis with or without coma, severe kidney disease, severe liver disease, severe thyroid disease. You are pregnant, severe or unstable diabetes. You have an infection or high temperature. You have gangrene. You have severe trauma. You are about to undergo major surgery. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. Kidney problems, liver problems, adrenal or pituitary or thyroid problems, hemolytic anemia or G6PD deficiency, a condition where the body does not have enough of the enzyme glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase. Tell your doctor if you ever drink alcohol, you do not eat regular meals, you do a lot of heavy exercise, you are feeling ill or unwell. Alcohol, diet, and exercise and your general health all strongly affect the control of your diabetes. Discuss these things with your doctor. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. You should not take Minidiab if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Insulin is more suitable for controlling blood glucose during pregnancy. Your doctor may replace Minidiab with insulin. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. You should not take Minidiab if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is not known whether Minidiab passes into breast milk. There could be a possibility that your baby may be affected. Use in children. Minidiab should not be used in children. If you have not told your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator about any of the above, tell them before you start taking Minidiab. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator, if you are taking any other medicines, including all prescription medicines and any medicines, vitamins, supplements, or natural therapies, that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, naturopath, or health food shop. Some medicines and Minidiab may interfere with each other. Some medicines may lead to low blood glucose, hypoglycemia by increasing the blood glucose lowering effect of Minidiab. These include alcohol. Some medicines used to treat high blood pressure, or other heart conditions, beta blockers, ACE inhibitors, diazoxide. Some medicines used to treat arthritis, pain and inflammation, salicylates, e.g. aspirin, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Some antibiotics, e.g. chloramphenicol, sulfonamides and others. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are on antibiotic treatment. Some medicines used to treat fungal infections, miconazole, fluconazole, voriconazole. Medicines used to prevent blood clots, coumarin and derivatives. Some cholesterol-lowering medicines, clofibrate. Other medicines used to treat diabetes, biguanides. Probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout, or to increase the blood levels of some antibiotics. Some medicines used to treat depression, monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Some medicines used to treat reflux and ulcers, H2 receptor antagonists, e.g. cimetidine. Some medicines used to treat cancer, cyclophosphamide. Some medicines may lead to a loss of control of your diabetes, by lowering the effect of Minidiab on blood glucose. These include some medicines used to treat high blood pressure, calcium channel blocking medicines. Glucagon, a medicine used to treat low blood glucose. Corticosteroids such as prednisone and cortisone. Some medicines used to treat tuberculosis, isoniazid. Nicotinic acid, used for the lowering of blood fats. Estrogens, progestogens, oral contraceptives and certain other hormonal treatments such as danazol. These medicines are used for example in birth control, menopausal hormone therapy, MHT, or to treat other women's health problems. Some medicines used to treat mental illness, or psychotic disorders, phenothiazines. Phenytoin, a medicine used to treat epilepsy, convulsions. Diuretics, also known as fluid tablets, thiazides. Some asthma medicines, preparations for coughs and colds, and weight-reducing medicines. Thyroid hormones. Some medicines used to treat cancer, cyclophosphamide. Minidiab may change the effect of some other medicines. These include barbiturates, used for sedation. You may need different amounts of your medicine, or you may need to take different medicines. Tetracycline, a type of antibiotic, can interfere with the measurement of glucose in the urine. Your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. They also have a more complete list of medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Minidiab. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minidiab. How do I take Minidiab? Follow all directions given to you by your doctor, pharmacist, or diabetes educator carefully. These may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much to take? The dose varies from patient to patient. Your doctor will recommend how many tablets to take each day. The usual starting dose is one tablet taken before breakfast. However, a lower starting dose may be needed in older people or those with liver problems. Your doctor may increase or decrease the dose depending on your blood glucose levels. How to take it? Swallow your tablets with a glass of water. When to take it? For best control of blood sugar, Minidiab should be taken about half an hour before meals. Your doctor may recommend that you take your tablet or tablets just once a day, or may divide a dose so that it is taken more than once a day. Do not skip meals while taking Minidiab. How long to take it? Continue taking Minidiab for as long as your doctor recommends. Make sure you keep enough Minidiab to last over weekends and holidays. Minidiab will help to control your diabetes, but will not cure it. Therefore, you may have to take it for a long time. If you forget to take it, If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, then go back to taking your tablets as you would do normally. Missed doses can cause high blood glucose, hyperglycemia. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you have missed. If you miss more than one dose, or are not sure what to do, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you take too much, if you think that you have taken too much Minidiav, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Minidiav, you may experience symptoms of low blood glucose, hypoglycemia. At the first signs of hypoglycemia, raise your blood glucose quickly by taking sugar or honey, non-diet soft drink, or glucose tablets. If not treated quickly, these symptoms may progress to loss of coordination, slurred speech, loss of consciousness and fainting. If you experience any of these symptoms, immediately get medical help. What should I know while taking Minidiav? Things you should do. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking Minidiav. If you are about to start taking any new medicines, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking Minidiav. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking Minidiav. Make sure that you, your friends, family, and work colleagues can recognize the symptoms of hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia and know how to treat them. If you are elderly or taking other medicines for diabetes such as insulin or metformin, the risk of hypoglycemia is increased. If you experience any of the signs of high blood glucose, hyperglycemia, contact your doctor immediately. The risk of hyperglycemia is increased in the following situations: undiagnosed or uncontrolled diabetes, illness, infection, or stress, too little Minidiav, taking certain other medicines, too little exercise, eating more carbohydrate than normal. If you become ill or experience extra stress, injury, fever, infection, or need surgery, tell your doctor. Your blood glucose may be difficult to control at these times. Your doctor may decide to change your treatment and use insulin instead of Minidiav. Make sure you check your blood glucose levels regularly. This is the best way to tell if your diabetes is being controlled properly. Your doctor or diabetes educator will show you how and when to do this. Visit your doctor regularly so that they can check on your progress. Carefully follow your doctor's or your dietitian's advice on diet, drinking and exercise. Tell your doctor immediately if you notice the return of any symptoms you had before starting Minidiav. These may include lethargy or tiredness, headache, thirst, passing of large amounts of urine and blurred vision. These may be signs that Minidiav is no longer working, even though you may have been taking it successfully for some time. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Minidiav or change the dose without first checking with your doctor. Do not give Minidiav to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not skip meals while taking Minidiav. Things to be careful of. Protect your skin when you are in the sun, especially between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Minidiav may cause your skin to be more sensitive to sunlight than it is normally. If outdoors, wear protective clothing and use a minimum of SPF 30 plus sunscreen. If your skin does appear to be burning, tell your doctor immediately. Exposure to sunlight may cause a skin rash, itching, redness, or severe sunburn. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Minidiav affects you. Be careful not to let your blood glucose levels fall too low. Minidiav may cause dizziness and drowsiness in some people. Low blood glucose levels may also slow your reaction time and affect your ability to drive or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Drinking alcohol while taking Minidiav may make you feel sick. You may also have a headache, stomach pains, flushing, breathing difficulties, or rapid heartbeat. Things that would be helpful for your condition. Some self-help measures suggested below may help your condition. Your doctor or pharmacist can give you more information about these measures. If you are traveling, it is a good idea to wear some form of identification showing you have diabetes. Carry some form of sugar to treat hypoglycemia if it occurs, e.g. jelly beans, sugar sachets. Carry emergency food rations in case of delay, e.g. dried fruit, biscuits. Keep mini-diab readily available. If you become sick with a cold, fever, or flu, it is very important to continue taking mini-diab, even if you feel unable to eat your normal meal. If you have trouble eating solid food, use sugar-sweetened drinks as a carbohydrate substitute, or eat small amounts of bland food. Your diabetes educator or dietitian can give you a list of foods to use for sick days. Looking after your medicine. Store below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. The blister packaging will help protect the tablets. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to take this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not take this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Side effects. Side effects. Signs of low blood glucose, hypoglycemia, which may include weakness, trembling, or shaking, sweating, lightheadedness, headache, dizziness, sleepiness, irritability, tearfulness, or crying, hunger and lack of concentration. Confusion, shaking and feeling generally unwell. These may be experienced, but are usually mild and transient. However, they may also be symptoms of hypoglycemia. Stomach upset including nausea, feeling sick, vomiting and stomach cramps, or pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Side effects. Diarrhea or constipation. Rashes, sores, redness, itching, or eczema. Sometimes these effects may disappear following continued treatment, but you should ask your doctor for advice if you experience skin problems while taking mini-diab. Visual disturbances which may include blurred vision, double vision and abnormal vision. These may be experienced, but are usually mild and transient. However, they may also be symptoms of hypoglycemia. Symptoms of sunburn such as redness, itching and blistering which may occur more quickly than normal. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these side effects and they worry you. Side effects. Side effects. Yellowing of the skin or eyes, also called jaundice. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal. Reddish or purplish blotches under the skin. Signs of frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Signs of anemia such as tiredness, being short of breath, looking pale and having seizures or fits. Signs of liver disease such as nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, feeling generally unwell, fever, itching, yellowing of the skin or eyes, and dark colored urine. Signs of allergic reaction such as shortness of breath, wheezing, swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, skin rash including hives, raised red, itchy spots. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What mini-diab contains? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Glipizide. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Cellulose. Maize starch. Stearic acid. Lactose monohydrate. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. what Minidiab looks like. Minidiab tablets are white, round, biconvex and scored, so that they can be broken in half. Each pack contains 100 tablets in blister strips, Ostar 1, 5, 4, 2, 1. Who distributes Minidiab? Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd. Sydney, New South Wales. Toll-free number 1-800-675-2229. This leaflet was prepared in April 2025. Registered trademark.